we all just stand this morning? We've got some things to declare out, some things to sing out this morning. And the first one starts out, there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen? There's power in his name.
And there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in your name, O Jesus. And there is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Power in your name, O Jesus. There is power in your name, Jesus. There is power in your name, O Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain. And all sufficient sacrifice, so freely given, such a price. Bought all redemption, heaven's gates swing wide.
There is power in your name, O Jesus.
Declaring out the name of the Lord this morning. We are declaring out the victory of Jesus Christ. We're declaring out that as we praise Him and as we lift Him up, as we magnify Him from our hearts, it may not be perfect with every note and every song and everything that we are singing to Him, but when our hearts are just declaring out before Him that He's powerful and that He's worthy and that He's majestic and that He's lifted up and that He's died and His blood has been shed for sin and He's been resurrected from the grave and He's overcome. When we're declaring these things out, then our heart captures onto the truth of who He is, and our heart captures onto the truth of what His word says, and our heart captures onto the power of the Spirit. And so I just encourage you this morning, doesn't matter what you feel like, it doesn't matter what you think, but as you just declare out who Jesus is this morning, then you'll be caught up into what Holy Spirit is wanting to do in this place, in your life, in my life, in our midst, as we declare out who He is and as we worship Him. Amen.
there's one on the throne, Jesus, holy. He is worthy of praise and honor and glory.
Sing that again.
There is one on the throne, Jesus. Worthy of praise and honor and glory, and worthy is the Lamb who was slain and seated on the throne. There's no one like the Lord, and elders, creatures bow, giving praise to Him. There's no one like the Lord. There is one on the throne, Jesus, holy. He is worthy of praise. slain and seated on the throne. There's no one like our Lord. And elders, creatures bow, giving praise to Him and Him alone. There's no one like our Lord. And worthy is the Lamb who was slain and seated on the throne. There's no one like our Lord. And elders, creatures bow, giving praise to Him and Him alone. There's no one like our Lord. Let your glory shine around. Let your glory shine around. King of glory, here be found. King of glory. So let your glory shine around. Let your glory shine around. King of glory, here be found. King of glory. So let your glory shine around. Let your glory shine around. Your glory shine around. King of glory, here be found. King of glory. So let your glory shine around. Let your glory shine around. King of glory, here be found. King of glory. So let your glory shine around. Let your glory shine around.
face down as your glory shines around. Yes, we'll fall face down as your glory shines around. Yes, we fall face down as your glory shines around. Yes, we fall face down as your glory shines around.
Father, would you just undo us this morning, Lord? Lord, would you just undo us in your presence, Father? Lord, for all the things that we think we know, for all the ways that we try to run our own lives, Father, would you just undo us in your presence this morning? That we would be undone by your glory, that we would be undone by your presence, that we would be undone by the love that you have for us. Lord, may we look this morning upon the cross and upon your resurrection this morning. Father, would you renew our minds this morning? Would you renew our hearts this morning? That we would see you as you really are, Jesus, as the one who was crucified, who was buried and who rose again and who now reigns high above every other name. That at your name, Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. In worship a few minutes ago, I was just reminded of the passage in Mark 5 where there was a man, I don't know why I'm thinking about this passage, but a man in the tombs crying out day and night and who's bound in chains and he's totally hopeless without the Lord. And if you don't know this story, you know, it's a man who's possessed and he's totally hopeless without the Lord. But a word from Jesus and an encounter with Jesus set this man free to the point where he's sitting in his right mind and he's no longer bound by the chains. And I'm just thinking and I'm pondering this and just, you know, that was all us at one point. Maybe we weren't living in a tomb literally, but literally we were living in a tomb. We were dead in our trespasses and our sin. We were without hope. We were without life. But for Jesus coming, but for the cross of Christ, but for his love that surpasses all knowledge, all wisdom and all understanding, but for his love that would come. You know, when we think about the Lord, can we just be reminded this morning that there is a God in heaven who created the heavens and the earth, that there's a God who can't be contained by any stretch of the imagination. You know, you look at creation. My son and I were reading this week about space, and we were reading about how the nearest star past the sun is like 4 light years away, which is trillions and trillions of miles. The heavens can't contain him, but yet he says, so high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is my love for those who fear me. Can we look with wonder this morning that God so loved the world that he was willing to send his son to be tortured, to be beaten, to be broken for us, that Jesus was willing to pay all so that he could go to the man in the tombs and say, I'm here to set you free. I'm here to deliver you, so that he could come to us when we were dead in our trespasses and sin and say, I'm here to set you free. May that wreck us this morning. May it cause us this morning to say, Lord, I don't want to know anything. I don't want to value anything. I don't want to cling to the things of this world and this life. I want to cling to you, and I want to cling to your ways and your will and your purposes. So, Father, we thank you this morning that there was nothing you loved more than us. God, that when we were at our lowest point, when we were far away, when we were so unworthy, God, Lord, you were willing to give it all. Father, would you just undo us this morning? God, would we be overwhelmed that you call us into your presence? That you say, I forgive all your sins, that I heal all your diseases, that I crown you with loving kindness and with mercy, God, what kind of God does that but you? There is no one like you, Lord, in the heavens or the earth. There has never been and there never will be anyone like you. Lord, you are the only one worthy of worship. You're the only one worthy of praise. But yet, you would give everything for us. So, Lord, all the things that, like I said, we think we know, all the things that we think are important, all the things that we spend our time and our money and our thoughts on, Lord, Father, would you set it all this morning to the side so that we could look with wonder upon you and upon the cross, Lord? Father, would you realign us, Lord, to what you would have for our lives? Would you realign us, Lord, to what your ways are, to what your will is, Father? Lord, you said as far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our transgressions from us. Lord, we thank you for that this morning. Lord, where we've trusted in the natural ways and in the natural way of man, Lord, would you forgive us, Father? Jesus, we thank you for your body that was broken so that we could be made whole. We thank you, Lord, that nothing is impossible for you. We thank you, Father, that healing and deliverance is all found in the cross. We thank you, Lord, that there's no situation that's too difficult, Lord. We thank you that it was all paid for, all atoned for, all bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, so Father, this morning we thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed. Lord, by the cross of Christ we are forgiven. Lord, by your wounds, by your death, by your burial, by your resurrection, Lord, we can come out of the grave ourselves, Lord. We can cross from death to life. We can come into newness of life. Lord, that our sins were as scarlet, but you have washed us white as snow. Father, that if we're in any type of chains, if we're in need of any type of deliverance, Father, that this morning you say, with a word, with an encounter with me, with one word from my lips, I can set you free. Lord, would you set us free this morning from anything that would hold us back from you? Would you set us free this morning, Lord, from any sin that is so easily entangled, Lord? We bless you this morning, Lord. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your presence, Lord. We thank you that you are compassionate and gracious, that you are slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. So, Lord, we take your body, we take your blood this morning, Lord, knowing that it is all we need, that it is all our hope, that it is all our righteousness, Lord, that there's nothing else but this and this alone. You, Jesus, there's nothing else. And we say, Father, that yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory forever and ever.
A beautiful time with the Lord. Just stay in this attitude of reverence. Recently, the Lord has been speaking to this body about the holy fear of God. And Pastor Mary Pat last Sunday gave us a handout on the holy fear of the Lord and gave a message, and it was so beautiful. And there's just been a great increase as Sunday led to Tuesday, and then even today, there's been a progression of what God is doing in this place. And on Tuesday night, it was so special the way we encountered God as a body. His presence came so powerfully as Jamie and the team led out, and he moved in such a special way. And there was opportunity just to gaze upon the one we loved, as there always is, but it was in a deeper place. It was a special time to encounter, and there was a call to come to the front. There was opportunity for healing. There was opportunity for freedom. And on Friday, we had a time of prayer here, and we were reflecting as a team, as a prayer team, we were reflecting even on what was so special, what were all the different things God was doing on Tuesday night. And during that time, the Lord impressed on my heart that one of the reasons Tuesday was so special was because of that message of the fear of the Lord that was released on Sunday, and how this is a season where we can step into that more and more. We can have as much of God as we want. And me personally, I went through this handout this week, and I took time before the Lord, and I prayed. I was at the piano worshiping, and I was just going through it and seeing different points that he was calling me to sing out, to pray out to him, to go into a deeper place with him. And just feel like we have this beautiful opportunity that he's training our hands for battle, but it's as we gaze upon him, and that he's wanting us to know that everything we need is found in that place of encounter. It's found in that place of gazing. It's found in that place of being consumed by him, as Darlene was sharing in communion, that everything is found in the blood. Everything is found in who he is. So just want to encourage you this morning with that.
Amen. I've got my own here. And just, you know, you're here this morning for a reason, I believe, wherever you are. And if you were, I believe that we were all stirred by worship and by communion, that the Lord is doing something really special. Receive it by faith. He's drawing us all individually closer to himself, closer to understanding who he is, closer to living a life that's fully in awe of the Lord. You know, the enemy is releasing so much fear in society right now. How many can agree to that? I mean, it's crazy, you know, in society. I know in my own personal life, there were battles this week, and the Lord kept drawing me back to just my notes from last Sunday's message. Just really encourage you, if you haven't heard it, it's available on Facebook and YouTube. It's last Sunday's message, and then Tuesday night, watch that afterward, because this has been, like, what I'm living on this week, like my lifeblood. Like he woke me up early in the morning one day, and I was just going through a lot of challenges, and he's like, you need to press into this. One of the things we were encouraged on Sunday was just to seek out the fear of the Lord. Scripture talks about it as God's treasure, that the fear of the Lord is not being scared of God. It doesn't draw us away from him. It draws us close to him. The fear of the Lord, the true fear of the Lord, is being afraid to be away from him, being afraid to live this life in our own natural strength, in our own natural ability. The fear of the Lord is being so consumed and enamored by how great he is. Like Darlene's talking about, just think about space, think about his creation, think about the cross, hello, like how great he is, what he's done, so that everything else in our life that's in turmoil bows to that revelation of, Lord, nevertheless, you are greater. Nevertheless, I don't have to be afraid because I can fear you. And just Tuesday night for me was so incredible. Pastor Ray Pat just was releasing just what the Lord was doing, and that he was setting us on fire in a fresh way. And a lot of us came up to the front, maybe all of us, I don't know, because I just kind of rushed to the front and then was just glued there the whole time. And what the Holy Spirit was speaking to me was just being wrecked by his love, like in a fresh and new way, wrecked in a way that's like, I'm undone. I just drawing us to a place of that bridal intimacy with him, that fiery love where all of the circumstances, all of the other fears just diminish in his presence. And so this is something that we need. I mean, we've always needed this. It's in the scripture, right? But this is a season where he's calling all of us to seek this out, to seek out the scriptures on the fear of the Lord. You know, I've been taking this around in my bag and just referring to it, and just the Lord even had me just journal the things that I was really challenged by this week and the things that kept running through my head and wanting to bring thoughts of fear, writing them down and then taking this and taking the scripture from this and just saying, you know what, Lord, this is what you say about this, you know, in your word. This is how I can fear you in this situation above the circumstance. So this is something that he's releasing in this season. So let's all grab hold of it together. Let's encourage each other because, you know, the fear of the Lord, the last thing I'll say about this, it crushes the fear of man. So any fear of man, intimidation, and, you know, we can all think of something that, like, somebody who, you know, intimidates us or a circumstance, but the fear of the Lord will annihilate that if we really go deep into it and walk that out. So be encouraged, be strengthened, and we're in this together.
Thanks, ladies. That is awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. Because the Lord is speaking. He's not just speaking here. He's speaking around the world. And this is what's on his heart. As I'm tuning in and connecting in with a lot of other people, what he put on my heart to give last week, it's not new to the Lord. And it's not even new here. But it's a new push. It's a new thrust. The Lord is saying, this is really serious time, guys, right now. Last Saturday night, there was the assassination attempt on former President Trump. And I was spending a lot of time preparing my heart for the message for Sunday morning and just thinking about what God was doing and putting together for me as well as that. And so as part of that, I wanted to show a little video clip about an eagle being actually in bondage, being in a chained kind of situation, being in a cage and being released, because the Lord had put on my heart that we are to mount up with wings of eagles and we are to run and not be weary and walk and not faint. And the Lord has borne us on eagle's wings. And so I showed something last week and I've replaced it since then because I realized after the fact, because I wasn't paying a lot of attention to that. And I have no problem being wrong and telling you that, but actually it wasn't an eagle. It was a condor. And that's fine. And that's a related animal somehow, but it's more of a vulture, and that just doesn't sit well with me. So when I realized that, my family told me that as soon as we were finished, and I was so grateful. I go, yes, because I didn't even pay enough attention to that. So I want to show you today what is up on our website, which is who you are, who we are created to be. But in order to soar on eagle's wings, really, and to really fly in those high areas in the spirit, we really need to understand that the Lord is trying to take the lid off of us. That's what he's doing right now. He's increasing in signs, wonders, salvations, healings, miracles, deliverances. He's increasing everywhere, and he's saying, I'm increasing in you because he is who he is. And so he's telling us, pay attention to this season. Speak to each other. Pray with each other. Renew your minds daily. Gather your families together. Talk to them about this. Introduce them to Jesus through this. So we're going to be actually sending out another video this week, and it is a John Bevere video because he brings it together in something that, in a way that's fun and great, and we are fun and great here, I'm sure, but we're also increasing our attempts to help you take a step and walk in the renewal of the mind, so it's another Bible release for you, so look for that. But I want you to see this, because this is an actual eagle, it's not a condor. And it's beautiful, and the lid is taken off. And look what can happen when the lid is taken off. Let's show that.
Today's national...
That's who we are. That's who we are in Jesus. And he says, the only reason that you can't fly and fly above the snake line... fly above into the atmosphere that will bring the change, that will release the signs and wonders and healings and deliverances and miracles, the salvations that we want to see, is because there is a lid or can be a lid over us and we can't see it. So I just love this. I wish it was in a bigger form. That will be coming. But this is who we are. And I just love this. And to piggyback this right now, we actually had a healing at Peter and Teresa's house this week by someone that they work with, that Teresa works with at Kingsway Christian School. And he's one of the teachers and leaders, and he has been a missionary. And they came to the Groover's house, and you're going to see a little video here right now showing what God did, because he's increasing us. We've also had another thrust in the area of physical healings, emotional healings, that the Lord is saying, this is what I'm releasing for you right now. We have baptisms today. We have commissioning to go to another nation, to go to Ghana today, and that's wonderful, and that's all part of this. But the Lord says, hey, let's rise together, linking arms together. So watch this right now. Let me put that up, guys.
Hello, my name is Phil Neville. I'm 56 years old, and I just wanted to share a quick testimony with you. 23 years ago, I was playing basketball, and somebody came into my knee from the side and totally ruptured my ACL off of the bone, and so I had to have ACL reconstructive surgery. They put a cadaver ligament in my knee. And ever since that point, for 23 years, I've had chronic pain and not been able to do what you just saw me do, coming down those steps. I couldn't do this. To stand on this leg. 12 years ago, I injured the same knee, again playing basketball, tore the meniscus in my knee, had to have surgery again, developed blood clots in my legs. They actually went to my lungs, and to both lungs, and I almost died, but God spared my life. And for the last 23 years, like I said, I've had chronic pain, problems, swelling, fear of doing anything to hurt my knees, which would really limit me in what I would be able to do with my family and exercise-wise. But this Friday night, my wife and family and I, we were at Peter and Teresa's house, and they just said that they would like to pray for my knee. And of course, my initial thought was, I've had my knee prayed for many, many times. But sure, go ahead. And as they begin to pray, this chronic aching that I had in my knee stopped. All of a sudden, it wasn't hurting. And as they continued to pray for my knee, I just felt the presence of God going it up and down, reforming my knee, making new what was damaged. And God has totally restored my knee. I have no pain whatsoever in my knee. And now I can do...
Come on.
That. Which I could not
that
do
That just
before.
Gives me such joy.
I could not do...
Come on.
That before without terrible pain. So I just want to say, praise the Lord. And if you have asked God and he seems to not have answered your prayer, you know what? Keep asking. Because God is
Amen.
A good God. And I still am 24 hours later trying to wrap my brain around it. But my heart says, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for healing my knee.
Amen. 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 When we cheer something like this and say, yeah, God, the Lord is saying, I want to do it again, and I want to do it through you. I've been praying for healing and deliverance, salvation for many, many years, decades now. And I've seen the blind eyes open. I've seen creative miracles. I've seen the dead raised. I've seen the deaf ears open, the lame walk, seen arthritis leave, all kinds of things. I've seen villages come to know Jesus, the baptism of the Spirit to come on an entire village. And as I think about these things and then keep stepping into that in my life here and around the world, it just keeps getting better and better. And the Lord says, that's for you. If you know Jesus, you got the Spirit of God living in you, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord is beginning to resonate inside of you more and more, you're going to see more of this. So I've asked Ashley to come up and pray over us healing. We don't need a discussion. She doesn't need to reteach the message. We know Jesus is Lord. So I'm asking you, Ashley, Mir, because you're going to Ghana, that you're going to speak out and you're going to release healing in power, in authority, with the anointing of healing that's upon you right now that's increasing. Amen? Are you ready for that? So you receive that. If you're not feeling well, put your hands in the air. If there's anything not going well in your body right now, put your hand in the air. Put your hand on any part of that body part that is aching you right now and in authority. And you may say, well, is this about the volume of your voice? No, it isn't. But I can tell you, when I'm praying for the deaf to hear and the blind to see, there's something inside of me, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, that resonates in what I'm doing. And Jesus spoke and did many, many different things. So it's not the manner in which Ashley does what she does. This is going to be because we're standing on the Word of God, and it's time to see more of what Jesus accomplished at the cross and actually believe it. So we're going to choose to believe today and receive. So if you want to receive for yourself an impartation for the healing anointing, the Lord says there are gifts of healing. So there's not one person where they're going, whoa, look at him, look at her. But there are many gifts of healing, and the Lord wants to increase us today. So if you would like an increase, put your hands in the air, okay? And the increase will come, the anointing will come, and bring the healing and deliverance.
Yes, Lord, we just stand here together with our arms raised and just stepping in and believing that you are the healer. You are the Lord Most High. You are the one, Jesus, who went to the cross. Jesus, on the cross, you received every beating, every wicked thing, Lord God, that might come against our body, and you held there, you stayed there, you died on the cross for us, and you poured out your blood, Lord God, and we just thank you for that, and we thank you that you rose again, which means you conquered every disease and every illness that may ever come against our body. So in Jesus' name, I just release your healing over this place, over this body right now, over every single person who is listening to my voice right now. Your healing is being released here in this place and on live stream. In Jesus' name, that every headache is gone. Every chronic disease is gone, Lord God, where doctors have come in and said there's never going to be a change. We just cancel that word in Jesus' name, and we just stand on your word as you are victorious. You are the one who is turning it around, Jehovah Rapha, the one coming in as God, our healer. No one else but you is the one who can touch our body. So we thank you for that complete turnaround. We thank you even for allergies completely being turned around, Lord God, in Jesus' name, where we are not allergic to things anymore, Lord, but you are touching those parts in our body where we come into alignment with the way that you have created us, Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God, that people will be able to walk in boldness to be able to release your healing from this place, that it's not just for here and now. It's not just from on a mic and on a podium, but Lord, everywhere we go, everywhere, every person we see, Lord God, we will step out and we will pray for healing, Lord, and you will release it. We will keep praying. We will keep believing. We will keep stepping in for you to come in as Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer. So we just thank you right now for what you're doing in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
So we're not going to spend a lot more time on this, but check your bodies, and if you've seen or felt a change, just come up here and tell Cynthia, tell Lawrence, tell somebody over on the side, first two people I see, so we can figure out what we want to do with that. Amen. So we're going to show a very short thing I got from Pastor Jose Novella, who is our main contact through Iris Global right now, works with Heidi and Roland as Baker as one of his their senior leaders. And we've been in contact with him a lot, even this morning, and I'll share more this morning after you see this video clip. But he called me just as I was trying to get to church here and had quite an intense discussion, and I'll share that with you in a moment. But I want to show you what he sent this week, because we've been working on a project for a number of years, and this is called the Land on the Sea Project in Mozambique, and it seems like it's been going on forever. And Pastor Jose, our contact over there, says, well, it's Africa. So he explained a lot of why there has been a delay, and it hasn't been on his part, a lot of governmental delay and various things, but we have a big breakthrough to not only keep our land secured that we have been given by a chief in Mozambique, but we're going to build, and we needed this final thrust to come through so that we could build on our land, on the sea, that came from our hearts. The Lord gave us this message, this gave us this desire, and our son also had an encounter with the Lord, our son Mike, where he saw frontline buildings on the land, on the sea. We didn't have it back in the early 2000s, and as we were riding in a flatbed truck, and going into an area called Maputo, Mozambique, he had this vision, this encounter with the Lord, and he shared with us what he had seen, which is really beautiful, and I'm glad he's here today to see this. And so this is important because the Lord he takes his time to get things accomplished, but now what was seen in the Spirit and what was already in our hearts, which he didn't know about, the Lord is saying, it's always been in my heart. Watch what I'm doing. So you can see this right now. So let's play this, please.
Two guys we are seeing there. One of them is the consulting guy, the short one with the sunglasses, and then the other one in the middle is the technical guy that was doing the mapping project. And is everything okay? No problem. We just wait for the answers that the consulting guy waiting for, because without those answers, will be not able to get the job, all the job done. So we are hoping that everything gonna be okay, because, you know, we had good conversation with the guys in the office, you know. So praise the Lord. God bless you all. We will keep on in everything we are doing. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have another video developed that shows you a little bit more and is progressive so you can see some things. But this is something was just put together today. And Pastor Jose was up in Messiani, which is where our land is. And we were there in, I think, April, wasn't it? April in Mozambique. And so that's a picture of us from our little creature in the sky showing us, our little drone, showing where we were standing on our land in the sea, on the sand dunes. So it's very exciting, and you'll hear more about that another time. But what I want to tell you is a lot of the healings, or many, not all, but many of healings and deliverances and a lot of things that have taken place in Mozambique in a variety of villages, because we have been actually ministering in every province. There are 10 provinces, and every one of them in that very long country of Mozambique, except for one yet at the very top. And so we've been all over that country since 2003. And so we do a number of things over there, but one of them is to go into the villages, help plant churches, build the churches up. Many people come into the Lord, to the Lord, many crusades, many salvations, just a lot of different things, going into raw, unreached areas as well. So other things that we're doing, we'll spend more time later to tell you about. But I want to say that I received a phone call from Pastor Jose, as I mentioned, and he told us that one of his key leaders and a very good friend of ours, and it's been really hard the last few minutes hearing about this right before the church service started here, for Pastor Denizio from Nyabete, he passed away, and he was taken out. And it's very hard. It's like one of the good guys, and they're all good. Everybody's trying. We're all moving together. But he was ill, and he was taken out. And his wife, Celeste, is grieving right now. And a whole coalition of the people that we hang with in the South, particularly, are there comforting and all of that. He just passed away this morning, early this morning. So we want to lift him up, lift up the family in prayer, and then there will be a celebration of life for him in a couple of weeks. One thing I said to Pastor Jose, he wants you to know how much he loves you all and thanks you for coming alongside and supporting everything that's going on in that nation and everything else that we're part of together. He says, or I said to him after he said, tell them all I love them, I said, Pastor Jose, I was up with you, with Heidi and you in Pemba a few years ago, where one of her spiritual daughters, who was still a teenager, was also died an early death. And it was really hard. It was very grieving, like, well, how is this happening? And that's with healings and deliverances and the dead being raised, all kinds of things. And yet Pastor Jose gave the most beautiful message. Just, you know, their funerals don't look like ours, and you're literally lowering a body into the earth without a big casket or anything like that many times. And so I reminded him of that today. He was still very encouraged. But I said, you were used to bring the truth of the gospel, to release great joy, to release peace. And there was an entire shift celebrating that little girl's homegoing as well. And you'll do the same for Pastor Genesio, who is with Jesus. Praise the Lord for that. Because things happen. So when we speak about healing, when we speak about these things, we are basing what we believe God's word is so clearly saying, and we see results. So we don't understand things that don't happen, but our theology is based on the word of God, not on what we see. Amen? So praise the Lord for that. So Lord, we just lift up our family in Mozambique right now, Pastor Jose and Mama Linda and Mama Celeste and all the people who are there. Thank you, Father. There will be no spirit of grief that settles into them, but Father, that as they experience this tremendous loss, as they celebrate this tremendous gain in heaven, but tremendous loss for us here, Lord, that they're able to keep their eyes on you, and we back them with our prayers, with our love, and with our thanksgiving to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, for what you're going to continue to do in that country and in all who are standing for the gospel of the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And right now, we are going to actually shift gears a little bit, kind of dressed for the water here, and we're going to be going up and baptizing five people. So I'm going to ask you five to come up here just for a moment, and then we're going to head upstairs, and then we'll come down and commission our Ghana team. We have a team of 12 going to Ghana, West Africa. So if you five can come right up here, that would be great. With Pastor Bill and I up here. All right. I'm going to make sure I know everybody. Yeah, this is really good. It's pretty exciting. Amen. This is a good picture, isn't it? Let's all say cheese. Or Jesus. Okay, and that is before they get wet. We all get wet. And so, and they're going to get certificates as well, so we'll try to do that after the service if we can. But I want to give you their full names because I don't know them, their middle names. There we go. So if you can give a hello and a welcome to Anthony Dale Jenkins. Anthony, raise your hands up. So you'll have an opportunity to get to know Anthony. Anthony knows Jesus, and each one has, we've spent some time going through verses and speaking and training here a little bit as God has led us to do. So they're very sure of what they want to do and have made a commitment to Jesus to be their personal Lord and Savior. And they have a favorite scripture verse they're going to share up yonder, up there. So we have Andrew Jenkins. Where's Andrew? And welcome, Andrew. Amen. Thank you. And as I mention your name, if you could just go ahead up the stairs. You can go up this way, all right? Go right this way. You all have been up there to check it out. If not, you'll find it there. Okay, and then we have Ashley Marie Knotts. Where's Ashley? Yeah. So Ashley's going to be baptized as well. And we all know Angela. Angela, is it Janae or Jenna? Janae Yoder. Angela Janae Yoder. Angela's going to go. So you want to go upstairs, Angela. Okay? And then last but not least, and these are all A's. Did you notice that? There are four A's. Anthony, Andrew, Ashley, and Angela. And you're still in the A game, girl, but this is Sarah Isabel Jolly. So Sarah's, yeah. So, yes, these people have made and invited Jesus to take over their lives, to become their personal Lord and Savior, and they want to make a public declaration of that. But as we spent time with these beautiful ones, indicating that this is not a show, and this is more of what's going on internally, and it's being expressed outwardly, but there are many nuances to that scripturally. So we're very excited about that, and when they go under the water, this is really signifying spiritually. And again, if you're interested in that, this is not, let's do a redo. This is the time the Lord is telling me, this is who I am, this is what I'm going to do. And there will be another time. So you can let the office know. We'll see what God is saying about all of that timing-wise. We do this periodically. So anyway, when they're going to be buried in the water, so to speak, their sins have also been buried, signifying that the old man has gone. The new man is there as a new creation in Christ. Also indicating that the new spirit that they have been given, the born-again spirit, is alive and well. And that they are walking away and turning into the area that God has for them, walking in the desire to have to walk in the spirit of the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. So this is really beautiful. And as they come up out of the water, also declaring that Jesus is Lord, this is as the same that Jesus, who is our Lord, did after he was crucified, buried, and raised, and that they have been united with Christ, and the same is for them. So they are co-crucified with him, co-buried with him, and co-raised with him. We believe that so sincerely. Only Jesus is Lord. But we do say, thank you, Lord, that Galatians 2:20 is that so important to us. You can put Galatians 2:20 up here so the people in the seats can see that. And we're going to go up, and I'm going to have to scoot up and go get into the water. But knowing that this is what God has for us. So if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you're feeling, whether you're chilling, it's good, or it's like, I don't know about this. This is really not about your circumstance. This is about the revelation of seeing that we all need Jesus Christ. It's a revelation to see that we are separated from God and that we have been born into sin. And the Lord is saying, I came to free you from that. And I'm going to give you a new nature that will be one that will be a born-again nature and an empowerment to help keep you from sinning again. We all do sin, but the empowerment is there because of the new born-again nature. And this is so beautiful, and that's a gift from God that gives us eternal life, where we invite the Lord to take over our lives. We give him our life. I surrender my life to you, Jesus. And in exchange, I get yours. That's incredible. What a gift. When we have understanding of that, who wouldn't want to step into that? If we think we can do it ourselves, we're wrong. If we think we can live our fulfilled life and come into the fullness of the destiny God's created for us without God, we're wrong. And it's not a matter of being right or wrong. It's a matter of becoming righteous. That means to be put in right standing with God, then saying, I'm going to follow you as you lead me with a new born-again spirit and the empowerment to do so. That's what it means to be born again, to be raised to new life. So if that's you today and you agree with that, and you want to repent and turn away, meaning be cleansed of your old nature, not just bad things we do, but be cleansed, have that old nature removed and get a new nature. Well, the Lord says, come into the family of God, and that would be for you today. So if that's you today and you want to agree with that, just say, yes, Lord, that's me. The Holy Spirit will come into you. And when I received message, not even that deep, actually, but I was searching for what was really true and right, then I came into agreement with that, but that was God's time for me, that I gave my whole life to him. And when that happened, I was a new creature in Christ, and I was radically saved. And nobody even spoke to me like this, and I didn't raise my hand or any of that. So if that's you, let that be your focus today for you. And if you've walked away from that, come home, come back. Say, Lord, this is it. This is what I'm doing today. And I want to participate in the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So if that's you at all, I'm asking, Darlene, raise your hand. If that's you, keep your hand up, Lena. See this lady today, and she will help you take the next step. Pray with you if needed. And this is where we are. We're simple people who believe the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of God unto salvation, which is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And if you're watching at home and you're going, this is it, this is for me, you're sensing something's going on, maybe tears are coming to your eyes, that happened to me, then the Lord says, this is your day, receive me into your life as your Lord and Savior and King, and turn away from the old life. And that's where we confess, and that's where we turn. That's what repentance really is, a new beginning. And then we'll talk more about that later. Amen. So we're going to go upstairs with these people. So here's Galatians 2:20, and someone can read this out loud for everyone so that I can get upstairs.
We would like the first person. Who's first? Aha, Anthony. Right here in the middle, young man. All right. He has a favorite scripture.
From John 16:33, in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
So, Anthony, we're asking you to declare that Jesus is your Lord and Savior.
Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
And I'm giving my heart and life to him to follow him wholeheartedly.
And I'm giving my heart to him to follow him wholeheartedly.
So, Anthony, Anthony, we baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Here's what space I say. Yep, let's get it. Amen. Amen. The next person is
Andrew, come on, young man.
It's cold.
You had to come fast. We got used to it. Well, do you have a favorite verse, Andrew?
I do. It's going to be Hebrews 13:5. God said, I will never forsake you and never leave you.
That's right. Woo! Amen. Now, you're Anthony's twin.
I am. His little brother.
Little brother by how many minutes?
2 minutes.
All right.
Anthony, we're asking you to... Andrew, excuse me. Andrew... Is Jesus your Lord and Savior?
He is the King of all kings.
And do you desire to follow him all the days of your life with his help and empowerment?
Absolutely, with all my heart.
So we baptize you now. We baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the next one we have is Ashley. Ashley.
Ashley, do you have a favorite verse?
I do. I gotta read it. Hold on, my glasses are off. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalms 51:10.
Amen.
Ashley, do you believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior?
Yes, absolutely.
And do you desire to follow him as Lord and Savior the rest of your life with his help and empowerment?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we're going to baptize you now. Okay. Ashley, we baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. So we have Angela coming.
So, Angela, do you have a favorite verse?
Yes. 2 Timothy 4, 17. The Lord stood by me and strengthened me, that through me and the preaching might be fully assured, that all nations might hear, and I was freed out of the hand of the enemy.
Awesome. Angela, is Jesus your personal Lord and Savior and King?
Yes.
Do you desire to follow him the best you can with the empowerment from him to be able to enable you to live the fullness of your life?
Absolutely.
In Jesus' name. That's wonderful. So we now turn. So, Angela, we baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Come up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And then we have Sarah coming, I think.
Sarah, do you have a favorite verse?
It's Matthew 10:38-39. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it.
Yes, Lord.
I'm over here. Sarah, we're asking you, is Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
And do you desire to follow him all the days of your life with the empowerment that he gives you?
Yes.
By the power of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
With that declaration, we baptize you, Sarah, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is amazing, amazing miracles of God. So right now we're turning our attention to a Ghana video because we have a team that we're going to commission in just a few minutes. And this is a video we have of the overview of our Ghana mission.
Samuel, me Ajiru Kwakupom with my wife Vera Kwakupom of Life Christian Center Ministry International Ghana. I came to know Frontline Ministry, or we met when I was on the plane going to New York for a program. There that God connected us, and we became friends. I invited them to Ghana, and so we started evangelism here in the south of Ghana. That is Accra, the capital. And we went to various places, and we've been going to do evangelism, witnessing, and crusades. We've been traveling here and there to many parts in Ghana. We then decided to go to the northern part of Ghana. That place is like a Muslim-dominated area. And then we went to the villages because these places has been a no-go area. There are other places that we have visited. Their legs have been put into fetters and chains are in their hand. You know, the reason being that they are possessed with demons. But with the team and with the assistance of this frontline ministry here, they pray for them and these people get set free. That is what we want to see. It was there that we started planting churches with the help of the team. When they came, we were having about 3 churches total. And now we are having over 21 churches. We see testimonies, we hear testimonies, and people get healed
And up to date, there are some who have remained in the church. There are some who have given their life to Christ and they are still in the church. And this is how most of the branches, got started. Like Jesus said, go, preach the gospel, pray for the sick, and then they will be saved. We are doing it. They are doing it.
Frontline ministry has been a great blessing because when they came, we even went to the chief, that is the town, Kosola, the chief, to minister to the chief. After the ministration, the chief said, you guys are wonderful. Let me give you a place. And so he donated a place that is about 22 acres of land to the team, to Frontline. And there we have secured this place and we planted cashew on it. This cashew is growing and very soon we're going to harvest it. We have an ongoing project. This building is going to serve for a base for the Kingdom Bible School. We want to have places that we can train leadership. This leadership may not necessarily come only from Ghana, but any part in Africa. So the idea was to put up the building, to gather the leaders from various places that we will be visiting and train them and then commission them for the kingdom assignments. So the building is ongoing, as well as another building for children who have been neglected and have been injected by their family members, who when their family or their parents have died and they see nowhere to go. And then those who are supposed to be taking care of them have injected them. So they are vulnerable, they are walking on the streets. Some have been assaulted sexually and domestically. So we bring them together and take good care of them and train them. And that is why I wanted to add my voice and say to you guys over there, we need your assistance. We need your help. Well, you have, please support us with it. Your prayers are very, very much needed. God bless you. I want to extend my blessings to thank you to Pastor Bill, who is Ajimai. We call him Ajimai, somebody who rescues the nation. And then Pastor Mary Patz, that is Yas Antua, somebody who doesn't give up. So we know this kind of people we are working with. Apart from that, the leaders behind them, thank you very much for your great support, as well as the church members. Every church member, we are grateful. God bless you. What we say here is say ayuku, meaning well done Frontline Ministry. God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I love you all.
So we're also going to show an older video because we've been going to Ghana since, oh my goodness, 1999, which is a long time. So we're going to show one more video that's going to show a little bit more of the older history of all the things that have gone on there. And obviously, there's so much that the Lord's doing and just so crazy how we've been connected to Pastor Samuel for so long, as you heard him mention in the video. It's just incredible year after year seeing how the Lord continues to expand the kingdom. So here's the other one.
Aye, aye, kanjale kamuwombele. Aye, aye, kanjale kamuwombele. Iyo chilinomweo, kanjale kamuwombele. Iyo chilinomweo. testimonies. Oh.
The Lord loves to bring transformation to entire regions and nations. He's raising up a mighty army of kingdom warriors equipped with Christ's love to seek first the kingdom of God. This Ghana North initiative will be used to change lives in this region and beyond forever. With a heart of reformation, Frontline believes that this is the time and the season for Ghana to be transformed. We desire to co-labor with the business and Christian communities through partnerships that are aimed at bringing new life to Ghana's northern region.
Well, amen. So many amazing, exciting, monumental things going on. This Ghana trip is really special for a lot of reasons. For those of you that don't know, we've been working with Pastor Samuel and Life Christian Center since 1999. We met him in 1998. And so this is a long-term partnership. It's not something where a team comes in and spends a couple weeks and then goes back. As you can see, we're in contact with them quite regularly for 25, plus years. And so this trip, we're going to get to spend a little more time in the south. A lot of the trips in the past have spent more time in the north recently. That's where God's had us concentrate. But with this trip, we're going to spend a little more time in the south. And so we may be going back to, for example, churches that our teams planted in the early 2000s. So we're talking, 20-some years ago, that church was planted, is still ongoing. There's still pastors and leaders leading that church is still more advanced. Where young pastors at that time are a little more advanced in birthdays. And for some of us who, were 18 on their first trip, their children are now teenagers coming on the trip. So it really is a testament to what God has been doing and the longevity of the ministry and the people that we're working with, both here in Ohio and there, are just amazing. So I'm just going to invite the team up and you guys can come on up on the stage so you can see all of these beautiful faces. We're all our all-stars in Jesus. I mean, but when I look at the team, this is an all-star team. And so just to give you a little bit of an idea, in our training times, we've talked about the heart of a missionary. And if you've never gone on a trip, you might think, well, what does it take to do that? Like, do you have to go through Navy SEALs training and, do they force you to, sleep outside and practice getting bitten by mosquitoes just in case? Do you take bucket shower? What does that involve? Well, we talked about the five C's that are the heart of the missionary, and the first one is that a missionary has a connection with God. And we all know here you can only have a connection with God through Jesus Christ. That is the only way. He's the way, the truth, the life. No one can come to the Father but by him. So we all have a connection with him. We can't hand out a connection if we don't have one. And the second one is we have a conviction of the power of the gospel of Christ, that it's the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. And also a conviction that the word of God is true. It's absolute truth. You're allowed to ask questions to God, but no questions asked. No, it's absolute truth. And so that whatever situation is encountered, the gospel of Christ is the answer for that situation. And then the third one is that we ask for compassion for the lost. We can have a connection, we can know the facts, but we're asking Holy Spirit for his compassion for the lost, the third C. And then the fourth C is a little tricky. It's a Greek word, charisma. We turn it into charisma like a suave personality and a stage charisma, but what the Greek word means is it comes from the word charis, which means gift, a free gift, grace, the empowerment of Holy Spirit. And so charisma is a gift based on the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So the fourth C is just for us to remember, hey, little peeps, you can't do nothing without Jesus. You can't do nothing without the anointing and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So we need him at every step of the way. And then the fifth one is kind of the tri-C, not Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland, but tri-C, you're called, you're chosen, and you're commissioned. And so today, I believe and we believe that each one of us here are called, we're chosen, and commissioned to Ghana for this time. And so that's what we've been learning about as a team. And now we're ready to receive the prayer of commissioning. And we just want to thank each one of you for all of your support, prayerful, practically. For those of you that don't know, we have some of people that are taking care of our families when we're not there with our families. You know, we have people that are behind, and so that is part of the mission. They're missionaries in the same way that we're missionaries, right? We couldn't go and be sent if we also didn't have people that are staying and commissioning those that are sent and caring for the things. So thank you for your practical care, your prayer. Thank you for your financial support. Most of these trips many times are funded by a lot of givers in here. And so we appreciate that. And we want to ask you to continue that. Please, please, while we're gone, continue that prayer and support. And we'll do our best on our end to update you on all that God's doing. And then when we return, we will figure out how to relay that back to you. All right. Well, thank you, Jamie.
So we're going to commission this team to go and preach the gospel, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you've received, now freely you give in Jesus' name. Matthew 10:7-8. So I just want to invite the prayer team to come up as well. And we're going to pray out and pass the mic to those that have been invited to pray over this team. And the pastors are going to pray individually over you and anoint you with oil and pray specifically for you. Amen. So as a body, as our spiritual family here, we're going to stretch our hands out to this team in Jesus' name. All right. So Father, we thank you. We thank you for this team that you have ordained, that you have orchestrated by your hand, Lord. Far before you created the foundations of the earth, you knew that they would be sent tomorrow to the nation of Ghana to preach the gospel, to share the love of Christ Jesus, to bring the good news to the poor, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And so, Father, we thank you that they are commissioned in your name. They are covered in your blood. They are surrounded by your presence. Father, as they go and as their feet tread and everywhere that they go, your angels are preparing the way for them, for every individual, every group of people, every church that they go to, Father, to release the word in season, the rhema word of heaven that will break the yoke, that will break oppression, that will break bondage, that will break addiction. We thank you that the Spirit of the Lord is upon them and is rising upon them now. The glory of the Lord is rising upon them. So we thank you, Jesus, Father, that each one of them is covered now and they're receiving your Spirit. They are receiving the anointing of heaven to do what you've called each of them to do. Father, we thank you for filling them and baptizing them with your fire, filling them and baptizing them with your Spirit in Jesus' name, that they, as we said this morning, they are not led by fear. They are not intimidated by the fear of man. They have the fear of the Lord, and they step out with boldness to preach the gospel in Jesus' name.
Just right now, I want to take a moment and ask for any person that's gone on a frontline mission trip to Ghana, would you stand up? stand up right now. And everybody open your eyes on this team. I want you to look out to any person that's ever gone to Ghana. Look at these people. Stay standing. Hold on. If you've ever gone on any frontline mission trip, stand up. I went on my first trip when I was 12. Okay? And I want to let you know that where you are going, we have been there and we are there with you in spirit and in truth. And that where we went oftentimes into places where there was rocky soil. We plowed that soil and we gave the name of Jesus Christ into that land. And now here you go, some 25 years later. We went in 1999, 25 years later, you are following in those footsteps. And we have generations, multi-generations that have gone before you. And you are walking in the inheritance of what has been set forth. This is a true picture of what the kingdom looks like, where grandparents give to children, and those children, or grandparents give to parents who give to their children, and it'll go into your next generation, and that we will see the lands of Africa and this nation changed supernaturally in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that as you go, that you will be walking in the full armor of God, that all of Ephesians 5 and 6 are your command, that you will be protected, that you'll be girded up, and that where you go, you know that you walk on snakes and scorpions because you speak the powerful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that you will see salvation be brought into the land, and you will see the oppressed set free in the name of Jesus alone, that you will see idols fall and that you will see the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So we as a body, those that have gone before you, we stand and we lift our hands and we say, we commission you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that this is the calling on your life. Walk in the destiny and the promise of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We expect more in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you, Father, for revelation, Father, in Jesus' name, understanding. And Lord, as just in times of praying for this team, Lord, I just saw you placing, Father, little encounters, Father, not just little, but Lord, encounters, Father, for each and every single individual, Father. Each and every single individual team member has a part to play, Father, in Jesus' name. And I just speak and I release the spirit of wisdom and revelation, Lord, and the knowledge of you. Father, in Jesus' name, that there will be encounters, there'll be experiences, Lord, that you have, Lord, lined up, Father, from before the creation of the world, Father, for them to step in and, Father, encounter. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for your gospel going forth through them, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, that each one of their feet, Father, each one of their footsteps, Lord, is ordered by you, Father, on this trip. So, Lord, I thank you that you're covering them and they're going out and they're coming in, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, that there be no sickness, no disease, Lord, supernatural, Father, health, Lord, over them entirely. Lord, safety as they travel, Father, ministering spirits and angels, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for a fresh release over each one, Lord, of the spirit of intercession. Father, to see the atmosphere change in Ghana, Father. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, that treasures will come forth, Lord. Lord, that generational yokes of oppression and witchcraft, Father, will be broken. And Lord, I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, for the spirit, Lord, of discovery. Father, in Jesus' name, over each and every single individual member on this team. And Lord, I just see your Father's heart, Lord, being pleased, Father, over each one. And Lord, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
During worship, I just saw a picture of the Israelites surrounding Jericho and how the worshipers went first, the priests went first in the Ark of the Lord. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that your presence goes before this team, Father, that we are asking you to lead in every way, Father. We thank you for your presence, that
brings down strongholds, Father. So I just pray that there would be strongholds, Father, brought down, Lord, in the name of Jesus through this trip. Lord, I just thank you for the worship that rises in them and in it as a team, in their team time, but also that spills out as they minister, Lord, that the name of the Lord would be praised, Father God, and that the works of the enemy would be made low. Thank you, Lord.
And I just see the picture of the team on the floor like runners, ready to run. They're in position. And you hear, ready, set, go. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that this team is going to run the race that is set before them, Father, in your anointing, Lord God, in your protection, Lord Jesus, that they will follow the pace of Holy Spirit, oh God. And I just thank you, Lord, for the firewall that is in them, around them, Lord God, and it covers Life Christian Center as well, Lord, as we go and meet our family there, Father. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are with us, Lord God, that you are with us, Lord Jesus, in this team has been sent out, Father, for your glory, Lord. So I just thank you, Father, that these laid down lovers and worship you, worshipers of you, Lord, are ready and set to bring glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name above all things, Lord, that you will be glorified, King of kings and Lord of lords. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for this team, and we bless them. In your mighty Son's name, Jesus, Lord, covered by his blood, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they will run this race that is set before them well. In your name, in Jesus' mighty name.
I saw a picture of what's like roots being attached to the ground. We talk about having a secure foundation. But I just saw those roots, like things that are pulling down, all the cares of the world, they were pulling down rather than lifting up, that those roots were being severed and things be cut off, but then there'd be an attachment to heaven. They just see a shifting of a foundation, like upside down kingdom, where instead of being grounded to earth, we're grounded in heaven, to the throne of heaven, or being drawn up in and anchored so tightly to heaven that cannot be shaken. So I speak that over each person, the team, as they go, that they'd be so firmly grounded in you, in the heaven, and the principles of what happens when we're tied to the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God comes to this earth. So I speak that out, that the kingdom of God would come through this team in Ghana, that every ground that would be stepped upon would be laden with seeds coming from heaven to earth, be planted, they'd be harvested all at once, a short season. Just pray for that grace to be upon this, the quickness, the to expedite the harvest through this team, that each person's heart would have that same seed, that it'd be a growing, an extreme pace of growing and deeper, deeper to you, deeper in the word, deeper in your spirit, deeper together. Lord, that your spirit would just brood over this team. They would not be separated. There are no division. There are no, there'd just be such a grace upon the team. They'd just be covered, surrounded by your love and your goodness. In Jesus' name.
Joshua 1, be strong and courageous. How is that possible? The Lord God is with you wherever you go. The Lord God is with you wherever you go. The Lord God is with you wherever you go. Be strong and courageous. Joshua took that call to him and started right away. Stepped towards it. Towards being strong and courageous. Step toward Holy Spirit. Step toward Jesus, your Redeemer. Step toward God, your Father. The Trinity will be with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Not just on this trip, not just on this mission, but wherever you go. Invite them in. Invite him in. Thank you, Lord. Bless each one. You will be with them. There's no question. They carry you, Holy Spirit, wherever they go. And they will be strong. They will be courageous. Yes, Lord. And encouraging one another in it, in Jesus' name.
It's a beautiful picture of the kingdom, as you can see here. And the Lord's calling us to just go. And as you go, preach the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is at hand. The Bible says, as you go, preach the kingdom. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you've received, now freely give. Matthew 10, 7 and 8 and part of 9. In Jesus' name, be blessed today. Continue to pray. Look in your text or emails as to what the next direction will be for prayer during this trip. I don't know what that is, but I know our House of Prayer people do, and they're going to release more of that. So be blessed. Enjoy the rest of your day. And the baptism, those who were newly baptized, if you can come up, we have your certificates, and we want to get a picture with you. So God bless you richly. And we all said, amen. Glory to God. Walk out of this place with great joy in your hearts. Amen.